In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Last week, BBC Radio 4 celebrated 75 years of Desert Island Discs by inviting David Beckham to be their castaway. For anyone unfamiliar with this programme, a celebrity is invited every week to choose 8 pieces of music, a book other than the Bible and Shakespeare, and a luxury that they can enjoy if they find themselves having to survive on a desert island. It is assumed that catching, eating, and growing food, as well as making a simple shelter, will not be a problem. If it is, a hammer may be requested as the luxury. David Beckham was an interesting choice of celebrity to mark this occasion. Although first and foremost a footballer, as he said himself, he is also known for his fashion brand, his marriage to Victoria, herself an increasingly influential fashion designer, his family life, and for his work with UNICEF. Listening to him talking about the negative aspects of his career, he never criticised those who vilified him, as happened once again in the press only yesterday, but followed different paths, always trying to improve his performance, and humbly remembering his Essex background and the repairman father who had supported him through the years of training. We all know that were we to meet Beckham, despite his wealth, he would chat to us like a mate, rather than one of the most famous celebrities on the planet. This Sunday is the fourth Sunday before Lent. Candlemas was celebrated here on Tuesday, and we are now in a kind of no man's land between Epiphany and the season of Lent itself, which begins in 3.5 weeks' time. The light has apparently gone out. Our cathedral mobile has come down, and we are preparing for what is sometimes seen as one of the most somber parts of the church year, in which we bring before God all the many sins we have committed and try and atone through some form of physical privation. On Tuesday, we listened to the account of Christ's presentation in the temple at 8 days old. In 10 weeks' time, we will be celebrating Easter Sunday after his death at the age of 33 and subsequent resurrection. And somehow in between, we have to fit in the 3 years of his ministry. Things seem to be moving fast. How can we align our lives to the church seasons? The letter to the Ephesians suggests some answers. The writer, who may or may not have been Paul himself, but who uses Pauline themes, tells the newly converted Gentiles not to live in the way they used to live before, but to transform themselves, as when they were first called to clothe themselves with the new self created according to the likeness of God. They are to live in community with one another, without lies, in an echo of the psalm we have heard this evening, anger, theft, or slander. In the very last verse of the chapter, they are charged to show kindness to each other, forgiving one another as God in Christ has forgiven you, which is a reversal of the Lord's Prayer, where we ask God to forgive us first before we forgive others. In Lent, people have the opportunity to be baptized or confirmed, so this emphasis on transformation is particularly significant. But, like the Ephesians, the rest of us also have to rethink our Christian lives and how best to become a worthier part of the body of Christ. This is an active, dynamic challenge which we should now begin to think about and prepare for. We need the trust of the psalmist that God hears and will protect us, which will bring gladness to our hearts. We have just listened to Vaughan Williams' fast and furious setting of George Herbert's poem, Let All the World in Every Corner Sing, My God and King. And today the cathedral bells started ringing again. Like Herbert, may our genuine contrition be mixed with joy. And like Beckham, may we not give up when things go wrong, but as Christians, persevere through God's grace in order to use the gifts that we have each been given for the good of the church as a whole. Amen.